Man, I believe, really, we've gotten as close to that as we could.
We've seen everything that his doctor sees. Yeah. So
I'd like to erase that tape if we could.
And, you know, on second thought, I would like to see Robert the Mailman.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What? What do you mean, like, what he's got?
It's that same
you know what,
kind
I,
of...
What does he like to do with Alan, though? Well, you write that, or what are you writing down?
Nothing. I was just doodling.
Oh, I thought you...
Don't you think with Alan, you might be looking at one square at a time?
With Alan, what I'd love to do is, as he was standing up,
yes.
I'd love to, like, from the ceiling where the hidden camera is, just drop a penny on the floor.
Better, then... drop it in the toilet. See, then you really present him with a quandary.
You cruel bastard.
Now I'm laughing. Now we've got a hit TV show.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are, to see
okay, Mark,
what would happen.
Mike just wrote down why he wanted to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I was looking for Pat Goss.
Right. Well, what can I do for you? Hold on. You can't, dude, you're on the radio. Hold on a second.
Man, it was too short notice. I couldn't get that ramped up.
Mm. And now we've got that guy that calls in. I'd watch him in the bathroom cams.
Yeah, I would too.
Pat Goss?
Absolutely.
How about Bonnie?
Before Pat.
Uh-huh.
See if those B&E products are making everything A-OK.
B&G.
BG,
actually.
BG.
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 You better read your manual.
Well, who knows? Who knows if they've got cameras in the bathrooms or not? Hmm. I think they should. I think it'd be good for morale. I think the next ratings party, they should just pull out a blooper reel.
Yeah,
say,
absolutely.
Hey, how about this, everybody?
Take a look at these.
What do you think of this? God, we got to do this. We are so late. We will be. We are so late. We might be pregnant. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I know that guy from Meet the Press. I think I'm going to go... Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Oh. Huh. Yeah, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir.
Are you Thank you.
Excuse me. Are you Tim from Meet the Press?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, nice to see you.
I'm Ronnie. I've seen Meet the Press a couple of times.
You ever see Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer's right here.
Oh, Bob Schieffer from CBS.
Much better.
Hey, Bob. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
I seen you on CBS.
We're
going to
be going on air in 1 minute.
Oh.
All
right. Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah!
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
Thank you!
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you!
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye, Don and Mike.
Right, right.
Thank you!
Who was that?
That was your wife.
Really?
Yes.
Call back.
Sounded like Lenny.
You're out there.
That sounds like Lenny Kravitz to me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The phone.
Oh.
The light went off.
Didn't realize there was a call.
As we were coming back on the break. Didn't you see the bright light go off that indicates...
there go the eyes.
She's home if you want to call her back.
She said, well, I'll call her then. Hold on, let me call her. I'll do that. Because I want to ask her something. Have we talked about 24 yet today?
No.
Great episode last night. I do want to try to give my wife a little credit here. But she's trying. She's really trying.
It's fun to have fun. And the show is fun. So who doesn't like the show?
And who doesn't like fun?
Exactly.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
So last night on 24, we've not even talked about it yet, about what a great episode it was. I just want to give you some props here because... I love the fact that you tried to be sarcastic and caustic and make fun of things like, you know, the way I love to, as we watched the episode.
I tried, and I wasn't doing that for you. I mean, that show really is
although I enjoy watching it, I enjoy it even more when it's ridiculous like it was last night.
Haven't you mocked it for quite some time, Frieda?
Yeah, but last
remarkable.
Night
remarkable.
But last night was not just the mocking where she was saying like it's unbelievable. Last night was like the type of over the top cruel stuff that Rob, not cruel, but just
were there comments about Chloe and Edgar?
Lots of comments about Chloe. Lots of comments about Chloe's face.
Chloe needs the Botox bad.
Because that's all she does is frown.
Anyway, yes, she needs to smile.
I thought it was great. And had you gone to the other room to get a snack or whatever when the end of Raymond came on? Were you in the room when that was on, honey?
I watched a little bit in my room. I don't think I was with you when I was. I just watched a little of it because it was
the worst.
You know, it's just such a giant deal that this television show that's been on the air, 9 years is going off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody's going to blink when you guys leave after 20-something years.
Oh, you know, it's funny the way they did. The only thing I watched was the pre-show before the episode came on. And it was I was thinking the exact same thing. They are making such a big deal. 9 years. And, oh, Patty doesn't have her voice for the finale episode. They're going to have to come back
and do it again.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was on at 8 last night, right?
Right.
That's what you were watching, honey. I didn't want to watch that.
And when they called, and I was in the room with you when they said, the great Patty Heaton.
Yes. The great Patty Heaton. And Patty Heaton comes out when they're able, when they have to cancel the finale, and they've got the audience there, and she comes out, and she's so overcome that she can only run out, and then she's just breaking down, and she has to run off the set again. Well, it's just, give me a break.
I guess
it was so, you know, really, it was so... Actors.
Here's the end. What are you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing what Patty Heaton was doing last night in the show, making that prayer sign with your hands in front of your face.
Same sign that Michael Jackson makes
right,
to his
yes,
fans.
Right.
So I guess you had gone
thinking
out there
you're a deity
right. to get whatever, your green tea or whatever, during the commercial in 24. And this was when the last episode of Raymond, not the preamble stuff, the last real episode was on. Mm-hmm. And I had read the propaganda saying that it was just going to be a regular show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was with you then. When they were telling each other that, they guessed they really liked each other.
Yeah, and it was just the most, I'm glad you were there, the most retarded. I guess Ray had problems telling his TV wife that he loved her, so he stood at the end of the bed and made, like, hand movements, like, my heart filled with love for you. And then he turned around to her, and she's laying on the bed and supposed to look like a vixen, you know, and he says, you really like me, don't you? And she goes, oh, come here, Tiger. Like, you know, we've done this show for 9 years, and all you really want to do is get you know, in my legs, and here I am. And it ended with them dry humping, and it was just...
I think TV shows do make a little bit too much of it. They really do.
Yuck. But I loved your comments last night during 24. And I'm going to hurt Rob's feelings, but I'm going to say that Rob's calls last night were an intrusion.
Oh, my God.
On our time together, darling.
Wow.
Plan is working.
Wow.
I don't know if you noticed or not, I kind of blew him off last night when he called.
I'm working to get my husband back.
Oh, good for you, Fred. Rob, what do you have to say?
He called a couple of times, and he got short shafted.
Yeah. I now know there is yet another household that I am not welcome in. There is, of course, my own.
That's one.
And then there's yours.
Yeah.
And everyone else's.
You just step back, sister. I've put away tougher projects before. And I can do it again.
No. Here's the acid test. Tonight, it's American Idol night.
Yes.
There's only three of them, which means they can only spend tops 20 minutes singing with the three people.
Right.
So it's going to be all filler. There's no way you'll watch that.
No, I'm afraid I'm
going
to have to let Rob win this one.
Yeah.
That's rough.
There you go. Anyway,
tonight is Carrie Underwood's breakout night.
Thank you for what?
I thought tonight was Carrie Spiewak's breakout night.
Thank you, sir. Every night.
No, I've seen him tie those ropes.
Oh, okay.
Every night, Carrie tries to break out.
Carrie Spiewak broken night.
Oh, dear. Anyway, you're funny watching that show. 24. And then one thing about Everybody Loves Raymond as well. Here's my only thing. How long is it going to take that goddamn missile? They launched the missile at the end of last week's episode. It's an hour real time.
Well, they said 3 hours. The missile can stay in the air. If it goes to its furthest point, it can stay in the air for 3 hours.
Wow. Well, it just seems to me that the missile should have gone up and come down.
Where do you think the missile's aimed at?
It's aimed at Los Angeles. Of course it's aimed at Los Angeles. How could it be aimed anywhere
else? Where the cameras are.
That's where everything takes place. There will be no drama in the final hour if it's not aimed at Los Angeles.
Right.
If it's aimed at Washington, D.C., first of all, it would get there quicker. Do you see my logic with that, that it's going to be coming down in L.A.?
You know what, though? If they just miss it by a couple minutes, it's possible that the missile won't reach its destination by the end of the season. And that would really...
Wouldn't that make for a great debut next year?
It really would.
That would be awesome.
It was last night on Everybody Loves Raymond. It was as if there was a missile heading towards them. It was how serious we were taking.
I think it's
aimed at that show.
Well, you know what's amazing? They talk about being so sad. They're all phenomenally wealthy. Yeah. You know, in Ray's case, Ray Romano's case, I mean, just wealthier than anybody could ever be.
No end in sight.
And they're talking about, you know, and they've all got syndication. Those people are taken care of for the rest of their lives. And they're talking about being, oh, so sad, the end of our lives.
I'll tell you one funny thing about that show, that your mom, Big Frida, who's still living with us, and you know, she should stop telling people it's only been 2 weeks.
That too.
She said that to your brother, to your sister and brother-in-law on Saturday night.
That just shows you, she thinks time is flying.
You know, and I felt like an idiot sitting there going, no, it's been at least 5 or 6 weeks.
100 weeks.
She said, no, it's not 2 weeks. But we're talking about how bad the Raymond show is, and my mother-in-law, Big Frida, says to me, you know, I don't watch that show. And I said, well, you know, some people like it. And she said, no, I don't watch it because that way that woman treated you.
Good for
Isn't
her.
Isn't that
good.
Great?
Patty Heaton.
Isn't that something?
Because Patty Heaton tried to get us fired.
You watch that show, don't you, occasionally? I don't watch that show because of the way that woman treated us.
I'm kind of like that, but I was in the room when it happened. I mean, I appreciate it. I just thought it's funny. From my dear old mother-in-law,
she
goes, you know, I will not watch that.
I think that's supporting us. I appreciate that.
I just wish we could combine both shows and do Everybody Loves Marwan.
Someday, Rob.
See, this would be a show I'd watch.
I'd be waiting for this.
Frida, you're wrong about Dynamite not getting that attention. I'm already working on the Tearful finale special. So it's going to happen.
Yeah, nobody's going to say the great Don Geronimo.
Oh, yes. No, it's in the script.
Not going to happen. All right, baby. I love you. I'll see you later.
I love you, too. We had a fun-filled... You didn't ask how Monday went. We went up to see the Titanic exhibit in Baltimore.
How do you spell excitement? I say it's taking an 85-year-old woman on a trip she doesn't really want to go to, loading her in a car and making her drive for an hour and a half to go stand in line with her walker thing.
Oh, and I just put the walker away. It was exciting.
I heard the exhibit is inaccurate, that in Baltimore they blame the sinking of the Titanic on gonorrhea. Is that true?
No, I did not see that.
Ah, okay.
Well, I'm glad you and your mom had a good time.
Yeah, we had a nice day.
On your nice outing today.
All right, Sugar Bear. You can go with us next time. We'll save this for the weekend if you want.
No, thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Love you long time. Bye-bye.
That's a happy lady.
Sure is.
Sure is.
Had a good day.
See all the guys. Mike, I can't get